You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Unemployment in Wisconsin is down 2.5%. The State Department of Workforce Development says that's down from 3% in July. Joblessness went down in all 12 major population centers in Wisconsin since August, as well as since last year. Wisconsin school superintendent says budget-writing lawmakers should release $50 million to support literacy education. Jill Underly says the Joint Finance Committee's decision to hold on to the money is putting a burden on local communities.
They have, with good faith, bought new curriculum, have trained their teachers, but they haven't released the funding that they need to do this. And so they are footing the bill, and their taxpayers and the local communities are having to do it. And the money is there. It just hasn't been released.
Underly accuses Joint Finance Republicans of obstruction. She gave her annual State of Education speech yesterday. Pro-democracy groups are calling out the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot out of the public's reach Sunday. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says it's as bad as a mayor going into a polling place and removing a tabulation machine.
Stunts like this only sow seeds of doubt into the security of our elections. This makes people think that their vote does not count. The truth is that your vote matters in every single election.
The Marathon County District Attorney is looking into whether Doug Diddy broke the law. A complaint has also been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wisconsin businesses say healthcare costs are a burden. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's new survey shows 85% of Wisconsin businesses reported healthcare costs going up 10% or more. Wisconsin could bring an additional $2 billion in federal money if it expanded Medicaid. That's according to a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The report also says adding more people would also lead to higher costs and more demands on hospitals. Owners of older homes in Wisconsin can get some help paying for renovations to improve energy efficiency and safety. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority's More Like Home program offers low-interest loans to homeowners between $5,000 and $50,000. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people from Milwaukee have been diagnosed with West Nile. It marks the city's first confirmed cases of the season. The news comes as at least 10 other human cases have been reported across the state, two of which have resulted in deaths. Public health experts say using bug spray and wearing long clothing can guard against mosquito bites, particularly at night when transmission risk is highest. The search for a new super could be wrapped up later this year or early next. Milwaukee Public Schools has put out a timeline for selecting a new permanent superintendent. They've hired a Chicago-based search firm. The process will include a public survey and interviews with community leaders. The board aims to review a slate of 6 to 8 candidates by December 17th. Eduardo Galvin is temporarily filling the role after Keith Posley's resignation this summer. The second gentleman, looking to be the first gentleman, is making his way to Milwaukee. Fox 6 reports Doug Emhoff is campaigning in Milwaukee on Tuesday, focusing on economic issues. The visit will come less than 40 days before the election. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be in Waukesha this weekend, with former President Donald Trump scheduled to campaign in Prairie du Chien tomorrow. Former Milwaukee Bucks star Junior Bridgman has come full circle. He's officially joined the team's ownership group as a significant minority owner. Bridgman, whose jersey hangs in the Fiserv Forum rafters, played 10 seasons with the Bucks. After building a business empire post-retirement, Bridgman says he sees the opportunity as a chance to inspire current and future players who dream of NBA ownership. A new search effort for Isaiah Kramer is set for October 12th in the town of Vernon. He's the 17-year-old missing since February. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Department said last month that DNA testing found that headphones discovered in the woods near where he went missing was connected to Isaiah. He was last seen at Norris School in Maguanago without his cell phone, money, or medication. Volunteers are being recruited for a search on the 12th to cover about 200 acres of challenging terrain. Homecoming will have to wait at Kettle Moraine High. A construction-related flood at the high school has led to the postponement of the homecoming dance and a shift to remote learning for students. The incident was caused by damage to two drain pipes during parking lot work. School officials are aiming to resume in-person classes Monday, while homecoming has been set back for 2 weeks. There's another interstate shutdown in Milwaukee over the weekend. Eastbound 894 will be shut down from late tonight to early Monday morning for resurfacing. It follows a similar westbound closure that happened last weekend. Drivers are being told to watch for detour signs and plan alternate routes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
I think everybody in this building respects not only the football player, but more importantly, the person that he is. And like I said, there's a lot of love for him. We're going to have to hit the pause button for about a 3-hour window on Sunday and then, you know, pick it back up.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Wisconsin football is heading west today to take on USC tomorrow. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell said long trips present challenges, but doesn't expect it to be an issue on Saturday.
Traveling to the West Coast means Friday morning is going to come really quick, and we got to get in here. The guys got to, you know, get here and get ready to roll. And so that's different. But is it completely different? No. I mean, if you were going to the East Coast, it would still be early. It just maybe wouldn't be as early.
The game at USC starts at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Wisconsin returns home next week to play Purdue at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. What did Amazon acquiring MGM do for you and your viewing tendencies? Probably not a whole lot, but if you're a RoboCop fan, Variety has some good news. A TV series is in development at the network and will be based on the 1987 classic feature film and the two sequels that followed. A TV show based on a movie is nothing new, but it has become a bit of a business model for Amazon MGM. They also have Poltergeist and Legally Blonde in the works as TV series. Speaking of spinoffs, let's go from the horribly violent to the more family-friendly fare. Disney has announced that the Inside Out franchise will now add a TV series to its roster. The first iteration will have 4 episodes and include the voices of Amy Poehler and Tony Hale. Inside Out 2 was released in June and smashed box office records, passing the Lion King remake of 2019 to become the all-time animated leader at the box office. The show is expected to drop on Disney in December. Sibling rivalry is alive and well in Hollywood. For Eric Roberts, it must be difficult when your sister is America's sweetheart and you are America's offbeat, quirky, and at times eerie character actor. In his memoir, Runaway Train, or The Story of My Life So Far, Roberts said his more famous sister Julia was good in Mystic Pizza and great in Pretty Woman, but that her performance in Steel Magnolias did not hold up. He also slammed the performances of the rest of the all-star cast, continuing that there were a bunch of over-the-top performances and crying in the movie, and as the saying goes, when award season rolls around, crying and dying bring home the bacon. Must be nice to have a sibling that can retroactively critique your performances. The studios are digging deep for reboot material. Remember the 1980s film The Burbs that starred Tom Hanks and Corey Feldman? It's getting a reboot and a makeover and will star Kiki Palmer. The show will air on Peacock and it will be produced by Seth MacFarlane's company. Here are a few options that hit the big screen. First up, it's the highly anticipated The Wild Robot. If you love movies about robots that get stranded on deserted islands, then The Wild Robot is your film. The story follows the adventures of Roz, a robot who has to endure harsh conditions after being stranded on the island and befriending a gosling. As you can imagine, it's a family-friendly film. The critics are raving about it. It's currently pulling a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Francis Ford Coppola's 40-year, $100 million project Megalopolis also hits the big screen in wide release this weekend, but to uneven reviews. The legendary director's passion project is pulling about a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if it's graphic horror you're in the mood for, check out the Demi Moore film's The Substance. The film explores trying to make a better version of yourself by using, you guessed it, The Substance. What could possibly go wrong? Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeasterly to around 10 to 20. Tonight, breezy, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible and a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.